This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So normally we'd open this up to the phones, and I don't know if we should today. I want to, like, let's talk about conspiracies. Does everybody believe... You want to watch Steve's head come straight off of his body right now?
Oh, no. You're not going to go to the moon again.
The moon is 100% fake. Why did we stop going? Why did we stop going?
Because we had no reason to go back.
We've got, there's helium up there. We went,
okay, you're right. That's the most... Stop using me against me. Stop! We're going to go back.
How you know... everybody believes in something, and there's plenty of people in this state that believe in the DIA stuff. The moon landing was 100% fake. We had to get it done because Kennedy said, I pledge that before the end of this decade.
Right.
And then it's like,
it put pressure on everyone.
That should be your new on air voice. I like that.
Plagger and Steve.
But you're right. It put a lot of pressure, but we got it done. We faked it five times. You can't get away with it in five times.
Have you ever watched the movie 2001?
Oh, with the, yeah, that's dumb.
Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah,
directed that. It's unbelievable. Like, there are movies made in the 70s and 80s. Where the spaceships are obviously on a string, it's just bad. But you watch 2001, made in the mid 60s, and it's so realistic and so whatever. Well, Stanley Kubrick had massive amounts of government clearance at that time, so they used him to shoot the moon footage, which is how he got so good, and created the footage for 2001. But he screwed up when he let the dude hit a golf shot.
There's gravity on the moon.
No one's arguing gravity on the moon. A hook.
Slice in a hook is gravity.
It's air.
It's gravity.
It's air.
It's not. There's no air in the moon.
Exactly, which is why it shouldn't have hooked. He hooked or sliced.
You can still throw things on the moon, and
it's just going to go straight because there's no air.
There's gravity pulling it down eventually.
It wasn't going down; it was going sideways.
That's gravity.
That's not gravity. Gravity goes down. It was air pressure that he.
So you're basing your big huge thing on a golf ball.
And there's also a shot. The other thing that makes no sense to me: how do we have footage of him the first time he's getting out of the spaceship? He's like coming down the stairs like, one small step for man.
Who put that camera there? Exactly.
How is there a camera on the moon? Who's shooting that?
They did.
Who's they?
The astronauts.
So he wasn't first? Or is he like the original influencer now that you set your camera
exactly
up and
he's got the thing. He's like, use the clicker.
He's like the mowing guy at the yards.
He sets the camera up. It's like John Glenn or whoever it was. It's like, put it over there and then I'm going to clean up these weeds. Yeah. And the other one is, I'm sorry, I don't want my moon one to take all the time. There is a shot where there's like, they take a shot of the lander. And there's like a soda or something on one of the legs.
Like a can?
Like a Coke bottle or something.
Okay,
and it's like, oh, crap. Like, you know how it is when they're doing a movie and like one of the guys forgets and they set their Starbucks cup down?
True.
That's on the lander's foot.
Or it's like or an old movie and someone wearing one of their extras wearing jeans in the background.
Some idiot walking by in the back window and they're like, we're supposedly in Atlantis, you idiot.
So is one of the astronauts wearing jeans?
Yes.
No. So you're drinking a Coke.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no one would drink soda in space. There's no air. It'd be flat.
So that's your conspiracy.
My conspiracy is we never landed on the moon.
We went five times. Anyway, what else you got?
We faked it five times.
You know, what, so that would take thousands of people, and you think everyone kept their mouth shut this entire time?
Yes!
No?
Yes!
Absolutely not.
Because most of the people who would have to keep their mouth shut would be the guys who landed on the moon, who got super famous for landing on the moon. I'm not going to say I didn't land on the moon when I'm getting a free house, a free car. I'm like, I never have to work. He got a Corvette! I'm not going to be like, yeah, we faked that anyway. Here's your car back. You have motivation to keep the conspiracy alive.
The problem with you conspiracy people is reality is never sexy enough for you. It's never grand enough for you.
You're telling me you don't have a conspiracy? Because you were just saying recycling is a conspiracy.
It is.
How is recycling? Landing on the moon, fake. Recycling's not fake.
It's one of the stupidest decisions ever was to take away our plastic bags out of the grocery store. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because you dog owners, when you walk your pets, what do you use to pick up the poop when you walk your dogs?
Poop bags.
And they're made of?
It's a different kind of plastic.
Plastic. Okay, cool. That's all I needed to hear. So now that we took them away from you.
What?
Now that we took those bags away from you, you know what you dog owners use now?
What?
Bigger plastic bags. You're going out to buy the bigger trash bags. You're bringing more
plastic bags, and they're like biodegradable.
And you're bringing more plastic now into
the
whole thing.
Yeah, I've had those plastic bags before. Before they got rid of the bags, I bought my own bags.
We're definitely buying more, like, for mini trash cans in our house, because we used to use the ones from the grocery store, and now we don't have those. So
you don't get to sit there and say boom quietly on the radio.
Thank you, T-Hack. Thank you.
So, real quick. So in a way, we're supporting the plastic industry more than we did before because we're spending more money.
You know those commercials that say anti-plastic, don't use plastic? You know who's paying for those? The plastic industry.
Wait, why would they do that?
Because so they get to deflect the blame off of them.
So
they make sure they can sleep.
You're
at night.
Saying that I sound like a kook for saying.
Yep.
For saying we landed on the moon five times before 1970, and then we just gave it up for decades.
Yeah, we're going back though.
But we haven't figured out how to get back when our 1960s selves could get back.
Pretty weird, isn't it?
The stopping is the weird part.
It
feels
is the
very
weird part.
Like you don't. She goes to a different school, man. We already did it.
Right.
You had to be there.
Our iPhones legitimately
come from
have like 10 times the computing power that the lunar lander had.
You're
the thing
right.
We carry in our pocket is 10 times or more, I can't remember the number, incredibly more powerful than the system inside there. We should be able to walk to the moon at this point if we really went. And I sound like a nut job when you're over here. The plastic industry is deflecting the blame of the...
And now you guys are buying more plastic. You're supporting... The plastics industry.
I see what you're saying because in a way we still consume plastic, but in our minds we go, but it's okay because I recycle it.
Exactly.
So then we don't even weigh like, should I get the plastic or not? It's like, I'll recycle it, and then it'll be fine. And I don't know what they do with it. I put it in the different thing and it goes away, and I never
see it. You trust.
I never see it again.
You trust somebody.
You know,
down the
like
line.
You trust that we landed on the moon.
Yes, we did.
Okay, let me ask.
With a bunch of plastic.
Let me ask the two youngsters in the room. Did either of us convince either of you that our conspiracy could be real?
No.
What?
No.
Aaron? The moon?
We landed on the moon.
We did not.
I don't believe there's people listening right now. That's my conspiracy.
Boom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
we make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.